We were up to the year 2288, and the tribes of Esav had decided they would go and attack the Egyptians to try and free their brother Tzfo, the son of Eliphaz, who had been their general, and they invited the people of Anginas, the king of Dinhava, and the Ishmaelim. They took 1,000 men with them, and they started heading for Ramses. And Yosef took the warriors of Egypt, and he took his brothers with him. They had 600 soldiers, and this was, according to some versions, it was 5 years after we had descended to Egypt. According to other versions, it was 50 years after we had descended to Egypt. This was the 30th year of the reign of Bela over the people of Seir. And Yaakov's sons, together with Yosef, were victorious. And amongst the casualties of war were Bela ben Beor, one of the kings of Esav. We read about it in this past week's parsha. They fled, and Yosef and his men gave chase for a day. They killed another 300 men, and they didn't lose a Jewish soldier. They did lose 12 Egyptian soldiers. When Yosef returned to Egypt, he commanded to put Tzfo and his men in the dungeons, meaning until now they were in regular prisons, and now he lowered their grade. He put them down to the dungeons, and when Esav's men saw that their king, Bela ben Beor, was killed, so they took a man by the name of Yovav ben Zerach, from the city of Batra, somewhere out in the east, and they appointed him as king. And he was king for 10 years, but at this point, although there was great enmity, the people of Esav decided they're not going to go to war. They didn't think they would win. But when we see these stories, we start understanding why when the Jews left Egypt, you have Esav's descendants coming out of Canaan to attack us. Meaning Chazal tell us they had this unusual enmity for Israel, Amalek. As we read these stories, we start understanding that it was battle after battle that they lost. They lost their kings, king after king, be it Tzfo, be it now Bela ben Beor. So they're raising their children on this enmity. There are those Jews down in Egypt. You still got to get them. So Yosef passes away. We'll just interject. In the year 2298, Yovav passes away, and they import another king, Husham, from the city of Teman, and he's king for 20 years. Yosef is in Egypt 93 years. He's king over Egypt for 80 years, and then he passes away in the year 2309. So we've been in Egypt 71 years when Yosef passes away. Yosef passes away on a Shabbos afternoon, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, and they put him in a casket filled with perfume, and they embalm him, or they mummify him, and they bury him by the edge of the Nile, and at this point, the Egyptians take full control over the throne, and they start imposing their rule on the Jews. If this is something new. Until now, the Jews had a free reign. They were all relatives of Yosef, and now things are starting to change when Yosef passes away. And we're up to the year 2310, and we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.